Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures continued their slide across the board here as hedge funds continue to liquidate those long positions and add to the short position. If you look at just the traditional hedge fund, they're long about 92,000 corn contracts, 18,000 beans, and then they're short wheat, short about 47,000 contracts of wheat. And today we saw continued liquidation for the corn and beans, sold about 5,000 corn, about 5,000 soybean contracts, and they were even on the wheat future. And if you look at the weather pattern over the next 2 weeks, it looks like it's going to remain favorable. The two-week pattern is normal rainfall, but normal to actually below normal temperatures for the Midwest. So July being such a critical weather period for the corn and soybeans, at this point it looks like everything's pretty good for the next 2 weeks anyway. And you go out a little bit further, it still looks pretty favorable at this point. There's a lot of talk and a growing realization that this next year's world crop on the soybean supply will be extremely excessive. You look at the previous years, we've had such high ratings at this time of year. There's only been one year that was better, and that was 1994. That year we had a 15% over trend line yield for beans. That combined with high acres is pretty negative long term.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress report showed winter wheat is 57% harvested, 60% on average for this time of year. Oklahoma, of course, we're winding it down. The crop conditions remain really, really good for the corn and beans, 75% good to excellent for the corn. Last week it was also 75%, last year 68%. Beans 72% good to excellent, same as last week, and last year was 67%. Both of those remain well above where they are in normal years. Winter wheat condition, 31% good to excellent. Last week, 30%. But as that harvest winds down here, that will matter less and less over time. And then on Friday's USDA supply and demand report, most people are looking for increases in the overall production for corn and soybeans. Maybe a little bit in wheat, but really specifically for corn and beans, which translate into maybe a little bit bigger ending stocks here. They're looking for 13-14 corn, 1.2 billion bushels, 13-14 beans, somewhere around 120 million bushels for beans. And then for 14-15, a big jump for beans up to 386 million bushels, and then 1.81 billion bushels for corn.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle down 142 at 153.52. October down 70 at 155.97. August feeder cattle down 210 at 215.90. And September down 175 at 217.47. July lean hogs up 40 at 132.20. In the grains, July Kansas City wheat down 3.5 at 675. September down 5.5 at 664.25. July Chicago wheat up a quarter at 545 and a quarter. July corn down 1 at 4.08 1/4. September down 2 1/4 at 3.98 1/4. August soybeans down 24 3/4 at 12.48 1/2. September down 9 1/2 at 11.40 3/4. July cotton up 17 at 75 even, and October down 14 at 70.09. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.